Lutac Road was closed this morning after a large landslide blocked both lanes. No one was injured in the episode, but one Lutac resident says his morning commute was a little scarier than he bargained for. Brad Martin was on his way to work in the dark just before 7 a.m., trying to stay in his own lane in slushy conditions. He saw what he thought was a giant pile of snow in the middle of the road.
Before it dawned on me what it was, I said, "But that looks like a tree." And about that time, I tried to slow down and caught a slick spot on the road and slid for about 25 feet and piled right into the side of the big monster mountain of trees. So that kind of jarred me, threw everything on the seat.
Martin ran smack dab into the landslide that blocked Lutac Road for several hours. The pile of trees, rocks, and earth was 15 feet deep and 100 feet long, according to the Department of Transportation. It happened a couple miles past the ferry terminal, about 6 miles from town. A DOT crew had the road cleared within 5 hours, and according to the Haynesboro Police Department, no injuries were reported. Martin says, for him, it was a close call.
Well, it was very disturbing. It startled me extremely, and once the truck stopped, I said, okay, great, I hope I didn't get a tree through the radiator or something.
He backed his truck up, picked some tree limbs out of his grill and fender wells, grabbed his headlamp, and climbed up onto the pile of debris to assess the situation. It's a move he now realizes was extremely dangerous.
And then looked up, and I said, this is the whole top of the mountain came down.
He says he saw about 20 or 30 trees, small and large, up to 16 inches in diameter, scattered around in the mud and rocks, all the way down to the beach. He says once he realized the severity of the slide, he made his way back to his truck just as another mudslide cut loose.
And then smaller slides started near the cracked rock, and I said, well, this is a bad spot. I'm just getting out of here. And I was still rattled, so I backed up about 100 yards, turned around, and hightailed it back here to the Foltas to give word to the police and the state troopers that they need to get someone out here really quick before someone on the town side drives into it like I did and gets hurt.
Martin says if he had been there just a little bit earlier, he would have been caught in the middle of it. Once he reached a phone, he also called around to residents to warn them of the situation.
In my determination, it's still unstable. I have to go to work tomorrow, but I'm going to be real cautious going through that area. With the rain that we're getting, either side of that gully could give way itself because it's been compromised from way up top.
Matt Boron is the local maintenance foreman for DOT. He says they discovered the slide around 7 a.m. and got to work clearing debris at around 9 a.m.
It was pretty good size. I mean, it wasn't really difficult. You know, it took us a little bit of time because we're all geared up for winter, you know, so to switch back to mud is, you know, we have to go get the other equipment out and that kind of stuff. Usually we deal with this stuff in September and October, not December. We didn't find anything buried in there, thankfully, and we're all okay. So, yeah, thankful for that.
Boron and another DOT crew member peeled away at the layers of earth, rocks, and trees with heavy equipment, while the other two local employees were working to keep snow and ice at bay on the Haynes Highway.
I mean, just be careful going out that way because it's still raining, and I'm sure all the slopes are unstable, so just keep your eye out.
Boron adds that he's not as concerned about slides out the Haynes Highway because it's snowing on those slopes, so drivers should still use caution. In Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.